Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, my name is John Eric Concordia, and on behalf of Bayan International USA and KMB Pro People Youth, I have the honor of bringing up the director of the Office of the Americas and host of KPFK's World Focus, Blaise Bonpain.
How about joining me in a song? Last night I had the strangest dream I ever had before. I dreamed that they had all agreed to put an end to war. They gathered in a mighty room. The room was filled with them. The paper they were signing said, "We'll never fight again." And when the papers all were signed and a million copies made, they all knelt down and bowed their heads and grateful prayers were prayed. And the people in the streets below were dancing round and round, and swords and guns and uniforms were scattered on the ground. Last night I had the strangest dream I ever had before. I dreamed that they had all agreed to put an end to war. Congratulations on being here today. Did you ever stop to think that the people in the streets are consistently the voice of truth? Who had the truth when we demanded an end to a war based on lies in Vietnam? The people in the streets. Who had the truth when we demanded a wise response to 9/11? The people in the streets. Who had the truth when, for the first time in history, tens of millions of people took to the streets prior to a war? And now we have uncovered the torture directed by our grand inquisitors. Torture is directed by sadistic wimps, by defeated losers. We saw it in Vietnam. We saw it in our occupations of El Salvador, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Honduras. And the masters of tortures asked shocked. They did not see the 8 torture manuals prepared by our government agencies. Have they not witnessed what takes place in our prisons? What hypocrites! Their living lies are destroying the fabric of our country, killing our young people in unnecessary wars, and destroying untold numbers of innocent lives on behalf of their treachery. There would have been no bloodshed at all in Palestine and Israel if international law had been respected. Instead, our leaders have supported lawless behavior as we witness Palestine bulldozed into dust. Who were so unconscious as to think that Palestine and Iraq could be occupied quietly and without a militant response? How do you think we would respond to a self-righteous invader? We demand constitutional amendments stating that housing, medical care, and education are rights as they are in any developed country. But at this moment, we are an underdeveloped center of international empire of military bases. We must abolish this war system and build an international peace system. Take heart. The future belongs to the human race, to the beloved community. Support our troops. Bring them home now.
All right, give it up for Blaise.
Blaise Bompain, you know, long history of activism, a former Catholic priest, and was working in Latin America when he was kicked out because of the political work that he's doing. It really is an honor for us to have Blaise Bompain here.